We give all thanks and glory to Father God who established Manmin Central Church and protected it to this day. Today is the 43rd anniversary of the church's founding. And I'm sure most, if not all of you, would have looked at the sky, for those of you in Korea, of course, in the summer heat, and felt the scorching sun. And, you know, 43 years ago, we founded the church under the scorching sun. And just like Elder Johnny Kim's prayer, may we fervently go forwards, even more scorching than the sun, and with great zeal, and continue with faith. Today's sermon is on the legacy of faith, and I will preach the message in reminiscence of our church's founding, remembering our past emeritus's effort and tears and sacrifice and dedication in founding the church and leading the church to this day. And Father God has given us His will and providence and His vision, and I hope that we can all accomplish God's will. If we were to describe the path Manmin Church has walked in one word, it would be faith. When the church held its first service on July 25th, 1982, it began with the message, "Faith is the most precious treasure," and the building of faith has continued ever since. We often say that faith, if we think about faith, it means believing in God. It means not doubting. It means accepting the power of God. You know, when we believe in God, we believe in the Bible. We believe in all the works of power in the Bible, recorded in the Bible. And if we believe in that, you know, those works of power should be established to this day as well. But if we say that we believe in God but forget about God's works and His power, then that's not believing. You know, we need to not just come to church once a week for a few hours. It's to have that faith 24/7. We often say that anything is possible with faith, but there are many times when we fail to demonstrate. Faith must remain unshaken, even in times of hardship, uncertainty, trials, and refinement. But we often see Christians unable to demonstrate faith when difficulties arise. The reason Manmin Church has run with faith is because we have acted with faith that relied solely on God during hardships and trials. You know, we don't just need faith in, you know, in our Christian lives. Trials and hardships don't arise, you know, whenever. In specific occasions, it happens, you know, in the church, in our Christian life, even in our worldly, earthly lives as well. And the enemy, devil, and Satan tries to, you know, take us apart, especially targets churches where there are Christians who are true Christians or faithful Christians. So the enemy, devil, and Satan tries to block faithful Christians from going to heaven, from entering heaven. So, you know, they try their might to destroy Christians and faithful churches. So just like our apostles and our forefathers of faith and the early churches that received persecutions and trials, you know, this was all faith. It's all history of faith. So no matter how small or large the trial or persecution, we can glorify Father God when we overcome those trials and persecutions with faith, with true faith. And same with Manmin Central Church for 43 years. We have overcome and won against trials and persecutions. You know, especially in times of darkness, you know, it felt like there was no future for our church. As if, you know, the church was about to be disbanded. But we were able to overcome any trials and persecutions up until now, to this day. And, you know, we're standing even more firm. And how? How were we able to do this? It's because we completely believe in God. And, you know, we can't just say that we believed in God all by ourselves. To be honest, it's Pastor Emeritus who founded the church 43 years ago and led us and led the church with great faith. Of course, it's not. I'm not saying that our members, our church members don't have faith. We all do. But our leader of faith on this earth was Pastor Emeritus J-Rock Lee, who prayed with great tears and dedication and sacrifice. And our Pastor Emeritus Lee enabled us to grow our small faith into great faith. Pastor Emeritus Lee demonstrated the great and wondrous power of God no man could accomplish, leading and proving that with faith, anything is possible. Though we had little faith, Pastor Emeritus Lee shaped the church into one that fulfills God's providence in this end times. And if you look at the photos of the church's founding day, the first service, there were no chairs, there were no, you know, church pews or church furniture. And we see the back of our members, or our founding members. And if you look at the photo, it's lacking, like the area is bare. It's pretty shabby, to be honest. There were no distinctions between the altar and, you know, the bottom part of the church. But now you'll see that there are distinctions between, like, the top altar and the bottom altar. This is a photo 77 days after our first founding service. It's the first anniversary, or the founding anniversary service. And we were able to offer up this service in a larger space. And you can see that there's more church furniture and it looks like an altar. But on our first day of the founding service, there were no microphones, there were barely anything. And back in the day, I was in the first grade of elementary school, and being at the end of July in Korea, I was currently in my summer holidays, and, you know, our prayer titles were to accomplish the Grand Sanctuary, to accomplish world evangelization. And, you know, it's funny because if you think about it, we were literally 9 founding members with a few children. But we all prayed with great faith as if it was gonna happen. Prayed for Grand Sanctuary and world evangelization. And we didn't have any fleshly thoughts. But it's not like we had any data in our minds, like what world evangelization or the Grand Sanctuary would look like. We were literally in a small room with barely any church furniture. So to be honest, you could say that we were reaching for the sky. Like, if fleshly thoughts were to happen, it would be almost impossible. But when, you know, we were able to hear information about the Grand Sanctuary more in detail, we were given more faith because our founding service as well, we started with nothing. No microphones, barely anything. But, you know, in a few months' time, it grew, it expanded, the church expanded to the point where we had an altar, we had church furnitures. So, you know, from nothing to something, we ended up gaining great faith, more faith, that when we were able to hear and see God's vision about the grand sanctuary, we didn't think it was impossible. We saw that nothing could come about from something, that something could come about from nothing. So we had the faith that the grand sanctuary will be accomplished. We were able to receive. The vision. And with that great faith, our pastor emeritus, J. Robert Lee, led us for those many years. And it was Pastor Emeritus Lee who helped us to great faith, pleasing before God, saying, let's, you know, enter the greatest heaven. It's important to remember the gospel sanctification taught and the journey of faith exemplified and press on with strength. Let's reflect on the beginning days. We'll look at the faith that creates something out of nothing, the faith that moves the heart of Father God. And may we press forwards with spiritual faith towards the beautiful heaven of New Jerusalem. Before Pastor Emeritus Lee met God, he was recently a married young man who dreamt of a hopeful future. Instead, 7 painful years of being bedridden went past, waiting for nothing but death. What began as a stomach illness worsened into various diseases all over his body. After trying every medicine, hospital, and folk remedy thought to be effective, nothing improved. In the end, all that remained were horrible depths, resentment, and despair. And if you think about it, your husband was bedridden for a year, for 5 or so more years. And for that wife, you know, Mrs. Botnim Lee was one of 9 children and would ask her brothers and sisters, my aunts and uncles, for money and for help. And of course, my aunts and uncles, her brothers and sisters, helped in the beginning. But then as time passed and there were no, you know, possibility of recovery for Pastor Emeritus J. Rock Lee, then really it just becomes luggage. Great luggage upon, you know, Mrs. Botnim Lee's shoulders and her family's shoulders, because, you know, they can't always continue to help her. So there was a mountain of debt. We had a mountain of debt. And, you know, in the perspective of Pastor Emeritus Lee, he was bedridden. And being the man of the family, he couldn't do anything. There was a great burden as well because, you know, the family would stop helping them and there'd be resentment and despair. And when the future looked bleak, Pastor Emeritus Lee met the God of love and received new life. And when, you know, Pastor Emeritus Lee first stepped inside, you know, the sanctuary to pray with his older sister, he received great grace. And our Pastor Emeritus Lee also, you know, beforehand, in the past, lived a life that was quite upright, even in the world. And when he went to the prayer meeting with his older sister, he followed along with what others were doing and knelt down and prayed. And all in one go, received healing of everything. When he went to the prayer meeting with his older sister, he went there with a cane. You know, he was unwell, he was sick. But when he left, he was completely healed. There was no illnesses. God had worked. And he went back in the day, he was unable to eat a lot. He could barely eat meat. If he were to eat meat, he would end up throwing it up. And when you're extremely ill, sometimes you want to eat as much food as possible, but when you've got issues like, you know, liver issues or intestinal issues, internal body issues, then you're unable to eat the foods. You end up just throwing it up anyway. But Pastor Emeritus Lee, once he received healing, he went to, you know, his restaurant, our family restaurant, and asked for food like chicken and fried chicken. And despite not eating real foods for so long, he didn't throw anything up. He was able to eat perfectly normal food, solid foods. He was able to sleep peacefully, and he, you know, back in the day he wasn't able to when he was ill. And just like any other average person, he would wake up the next day and go about his normal day. And when he was ill, he would always have a routine of going to the bathroom and, you know, wiping his ears, because his ears would be full of pus and gore and it would leak out because of his illnesses. So what Pastor Emeritus Lee would used to do is put cotton balls in to stop it from leaking. And when he was received healing, went to sleep, and then the next day went to the bathroom to go about his routine of when he was ill, he would take out the cotton ball but would see that there was nothing there. And he was astonished, because to be honest, Pastor Emeritus Lee didn't realize he was actually healed straight away. It took him a day. So he saw that there was no pus, no gore on the cotton balls. So he would realize that he didn't walk with a cane. He'd go back to his room and check his body, that there was nothing wrong with his body, that, you know, his conditions, his illnesses were all gone. There was no visible evidence of being sick. So Pastor Emeritus Lee, the day after he went to the prayer meeting with his sister, he realized that he'd been healed. He thought back as to what had happened. Why were there no oozing pus? Why were there no visible illnesses? And then he realized that he went to the prayer meeting with his older sister. And when he realized that God had healed him, he knew that it was God. And in that moment, shouted that God had healed him and acknowledged and recognized the Almighty God. And when he realized that, he quickly went to his wife, my mother, Mrs. Botnim Lee. You know, they embraced and they shed tears. And from that day on, they never stopped living their life for God. Now, Pastor Emeritus Lee only lived for God. Even when he was a beginner, a new Christian who knew nothing about the truth, once he realized that the Bible is the Word of God containing His will, he eagerly read the Scriptures. You know, our Pastor Emeritus Lee didn't forget that even though God was not physically visible, he completely believed in the God who heals. Years and years of severe illnesses and diseases and, you know, sicknesses. And he eagerly read, because God's will was contained in the Bible. And Pastor Emeritus Lee immediately repented and cast off the sins and evils that the Bible says to cast off and not to. Of course, he didn't just completely understand all, you know, sins and evils recorded in the Bible by reading the Bible once, but after reading it a few times, he would realize. Our Pastor Emeritus Lee loved God so much that by reading the Bible time after time, he was able to summarize the Bible. He was able to summarize, you know, what the Bible says to cast off, not do, to keep, and to do. And knew that it was the gospel of truth. And would put in the effort to get rid of and cast off all the sins and evils that the Bible records. And of course, most of the things you can do, but there are difficult areas as well, difficult sins. So Pastor Emeritus Lee would note all the difficult sins that he wasn't able to cast off straight away and would pray and fast. And one of the most hardest sins Pastor Emeritus Lee found hard to cast off was hatred, was resentment. 7 years of being bedridden, all that resentment had piled up towards his family and friends. And but through God's grace, Pastor Emeritus Lee received the understanding of what other people would have gone through looking at him being bedridden for 7 years. And Pastor Emeritus Lee obeyed without fail, not out of burden or compulsion, but with joy and gladness. And, you know, that's what he did, whatever the Bible said to do or keep. Because, you know, the one that Pastor Emeritus Lee loved the most was God. And if God tells him to do something, he did so in joy and happiness. And, you know, he was just happy to receive the understanding of God's will. But sometimes our Christians, they say, they complain and think it's difficult when they receive understanding of what God wants. And of course, Pastor Emeritus Lee would teach, you know, his family the words of God. And in the worldly sense, our Pastor Emeritus Lee was also the man of the house. And Mrs. Botnim Lee was, you know, a person who worked extremely hard, was a great cook, and, you know, wasn't lazy, wasn't, you know, didn't consider work hard and put in a lot of effort. In Romans 13:8, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. But what Mrs. Botnim Lee couldn't do was sort out the debts. So Pastor Emeritus Lee taught and lived so that there was no debt, even in times of financial hardship. So Pastor Emeritus Lee, he didn't even divide it into, you know, payments. When you would try buy something, he wouldn't pay buy now and pay later or pay in payments. If he didn't have the money, he wouldn't buy it. There was no greed, there was no need for a credit card where you'd pay later and afterwards. Believing the word, you reap what you sow, Pastor Emeritus was always the first to give, such as tithes and sanctuary offerings. Just as the scripture says to care for orphans and widows, he happily offered charity and served the needy. In May 1978, Pastor Emeritus faithfully lived a life of faith. And he met God in around 1974. And in 1978, he heard the voice of God who called him to become a servant of the Lord. You know, this wasn't easy, because in the 7 years of being bedridden, the house, our family, had a lot of debts. And the day after, you know, from the day after Pastor Emeritus Lee received healing, you know, both my parents worked hard to solve, you know, the problem of our debts. But even then, it wasn't easy. And if you think about it, being a pastor, being a servant of God, means that, you know, you would have to go to the seminary. He wouldn't be able to work. Well, you wouldn't be able to work. You would have to put your, you know, all in for God, study. Which meant that my mother, Mrs. Botnim Lee, would have to work all by herself. There'll be one person only working, not both. They'd have to have money for the theological seminary. They also needed money for us, for the three daughters who would go to school. So it wouldn't be easy for just one parent to work. And in the worldly sense, it was difficult to obey. But our Pastor Emeritus Lee only obeyed, said amen, and told his wife, Mrs. Botnim Lee, that God had called him to be a servant of the Lord. And Mrs. Botnim Lee, she didn't, you know, indulge in fleshly thoughts, didn't complain. She simply said amen. And, you know, she didn't say that it was a burden, that there were so many debts to repay. She simply obeyed. And why? Because if God hadn't healed Pastor Emeritus Lee, then, you know, all that would have happened would be death. You know, there would be no husband, there would be no Pastor Emeritus Lee if it wasn't for God. So she fully obeyed God's word of calling Pastor Gerard Lee as a servant of the Lord. And in obedience, he moved to a separate room and devoted himself to prayer, fasting, and being equipped with the word. Any spare chance, Pastor Emeritus Lee prayed and fasted, earnestly desiring to receive the revelation of the scriptures. From his first year in seminary, he began preparing for the church founding and continually sought God's will. He didn't search for people nor scout for a good location. He didn't rely on earthly ways to raise funds for the church. Pastor Emeritus Lee solely prepared through fasting and prayer. He spent earnest and eager time seeking to understand the deep spiritual realm and to receive God's power. Pastor Gerard Lee was bedridden for 7 years with a mountain of illnesses and a mountain of debt, but met God and received complete healing. And with that heart, he led and wanted God's power so that he could help others meet God just the way he had met God, and love God just the way he loves God. And God's power isn't given to just anyone. You need to live a life of full obedience, prayer, fasting, of God's will and scripture. And just like the Bible records, praying fervently with zeal. And as Pastor Gerard Lee had prayed so fervently, he was able to receive the voice of the Holy Spirit and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And in order to receive God's power, he put in so much effort that we can't even imagine. And, you know, even as a deacon, he fasted often to achieve sanctification. what about when he, you know, was trying to receive power as a servant of God? There were 3, 7, 15, and 21-day fasts before the church's founding during the winter break of his third year in seminary in 1981. Pastor emeritusly obeyed to a 40-day fast. From the sixth day of the fast, God didn't help, and he hovered between life and death. You know, he even threw up blood. Despite that, Pastor Emeritus, they didn't waver in the slightest and endured to the end with the resolve of, if I perish, I perish. Although God didn't help afterwards, he rejoiced far more than other aided fasts because Pastor Emeritus, they completed the 40-day fast with patience and strength. God received the action greatly. Through tearful prayers and countless fasts, he drew down God's power and prepared only with faith. Words of life, such as the message of the cross, the measure of faith, heaven and hell, spirit, soul and body, these truths were not easily received, nor were the great and wondrous works of power experienced, were accomplished without effort. The gospel of sanctification and the works of power were received through countless days of life-giving fasts and tearful prayers. These fruits were born solely through the sacrifice and dedication of the shepherd. What about the times of refinement endured to draw down even greater power? For now, we only briefly spoke of Pastor Emeritus Lee's prayers and fasts in preparation for the church's founding. But the countless efforts, tears, and seasons of refinement, too many to express, were all done by Pastor Emeritus J. Lee's unwavering faith and soul trust in God. He didn't look to people, nor at earthly circumstances, no matter the difficulty. Pastor Emeritus Lee never complained nor harbored resentment or disappointment. He only sought God's good and perfect will to the end. Because of this, he was able to manifest greater power and the glory of God. This is true faith. This is perfect faith. So no matter how difficult your trial or persecution or hardship in life, you need to think and reflect and choose what is true faith, what action is true faith, because this is the legacy of faith received and passed down from our Pastor Emeritus Gerald Lee. And of course, you know, our Pastor Emeritus Lee, Mrs. Botnam Lee, our two great, you know, founding leaders, there are many church members that have, you know, registered our church or have become church members without even ever seeing Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Botnam Lee in person. And, you know, there are people that, you know, sometimes profess that they would love to meet Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Botnam Lee. And when I hear news like that, I'm extremely grateful and happy. You know, when we see role models in life, we receive the inspiration to live like that. And when I hear of new Christians at our church who hope to meet Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Botnam Lee, you know, it gives me great joy and grace. The history of Man Min was based on the sacrifice, the dedication, prayer and fasting, an effort of Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Botnam Lee. And of course, I speak more of their effort and dedication every year on our church's anniversary. And we can always look back on their actions and choose, you know, what is true faith. No matter, you know, how rich a parent might be, if they give their inheritance of great wealth to their children, they might not really realize the reward that it is to receive great wealth. But when they have the proper teachings and realize how that inheritance is great and perfect and should be treasured, then they can also overcome any trials and persecutions. And just like us, when we realize the legacy of faith and the inheritance that we receive from Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Bottenham Lee, and truly are grateful for that grace and faith and the leadings up until now, then we can also overcome any difficulties. And Pastor Emeritus Lee, you know, always accomplished with true faith despite hardships. His love and obedience remained unchanging. Whilst preparing for the church founding with faith, God spoke in May 1982 and revealed the time for the church's founding with the words, "You will establish when the sun scorches." But just before the founding, there was financial difficulty. When the pastor emeritus obeyed after being called as a servant of the Lord, God allowed his business, our family business, to prosper. Before the time God called Pastor Emeritus Lee to become a servant of God, our family had a business. There was a store. We had a store that Pastor Emeritus Lee would manage, and Mrs. Bottenham Lee would, you know, would sell and look after it as well. And God said to leave all the management of this business solely to Mrs. Bottenham Lee, his wife. And whilst Pastor Emeritus Lee obeyed and went to the seminary school, the theological seminary, they received great blessings to the point where Mrs. Bottenham Lee, who managed the store by herself, received more blessings in wealth as opposed to when, you know, they were both running the store. And Mrs. Bottenham Lee, she didn't get greedy. She didn't say, she didn't ask to expand the business. She simply only thought of God. Like, they solved all problems with debts and got rid of all their debts. And they received such great blessings in wealth. But weirdly enough, strangely enough, from about March 1982, customers stopped coming to the store. There was barely any earnings in the store, and to the point where they ended up having to spend more money from their deposit of the business. And it kept going until the point where they had to sell their business and was only left with 7,000 won, which is about $7. And how great is God that even though we only had 7,000 won, that God was able to show that something came out of nothing, that we were able to establish Manmin Central Church with faith, with only faith. But if, you know, some, you know, mankind, we don't always know God's will. And if we were to complain about lacking in money and only having 7,000 won, then we wouldn't have received the blessing. But this was God's will. This was God's providence. God wanted us to start from nothing and only to rely on Him. And when we obeyed completely, when Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Bottenham Lee obeyed completely without any complaints, they were able to receive the fruits. You know, even though God has the providence and wants us to achieve it, if we complain and we don't obey, then we can't receive. We can't harvest the fruits. But Pastor Emeritus Lee and Mrs. Bottenham Lee, even though they might not be able to visibly see in front of them the blessings that God will give them, they still obeyed and had faith. And, you know, how did God make sure everything went smoothly? Well, God prepared everything. At the time, God provided the church founding, funds, three deaconess, Edja Ann, a neighbor and fellow believer. Years earlier, her son had been in a traffic accident and received 3 million won in compensation. She had made up her mind to offer that money to God as a sanctuary offering. But her unbelieving husband used the money elsewhere. This remained in her heart. You know, she promised God, but wasn't able to achieve, you know, accomplish that promise. And Deaconess Ann had a long-standing desire to offer 3 million won as a sanctuary offering. Back in the day, 43 years ago, 3 million won was a great amount. You know, it would be about $3,000, but that was a lot of money back in the day. But Deaconess Ann had received healing through Pastor Emeritus and prayed together for the church founding. At the time, Deaconess Ann's husband's business was also struggling. Their house had been put up as collateral at the bank. If the debt remained unpaid, then the house would be sold at a low price. Though the house had been on the market for a long time, and the price lowered repeatedly, even to 15 million won, there was no buyer. But, you know, there was no one that would see the house. And when no one comes to see the house and there's no interest, there's no offer, then the house owner would just, you know, lower the price. But even then, no one would still buy the house. The senior deacon has prayed 5 hours a day and received a word during a prayer meeting. Fast for 3 days and list the house, but at a higher price than now. Put it up according to your faith and I will work. From that amount, set aside 3 million won for the church's founding. Completing the 3-day fast, the senior deaconess, after much prayer, added 3 million won to the house price and listed it for 18 million won. The house had been on the market for years without a single inspection, so the real estate agent was stunned when the house price was listed higher. Not long after Senior Deaconess Ann returned from the real estate office, a person came to inspect. Liking the house, the sale contract was signed for 18 million won. God worked so that the hard-to-sell house could be sold, allowed debts to be cleared, and the 3 million won to be offered for the church founding. When it was time to secure a church building, in the senior deaconess received permission from her husband that the house had not been sold for so long that she would add 3 million won that would be given to the church as the church founding funds, and 15 million would be given to her husband, and he agreed. So when it was time to secure a church building in Sindabangdong, the place God had prepared, and it was the building a few places down from where we are now. And the exact deposit required for that church sanctuary was 3 million won. God led every step smoothly when taken in faith. Even though there was only 7,000 won, you know, Father God prepared the deposit required. And with that deposit, we were able to sign the contract. And even though we entered the church with nothing, God prepared the way. If we look briefly at the acts of faith with the founding of our church, you know, it's interesting. Overcoming trials and persecutions and, you know, worldly situations with faith. And we looked at this with just one example, but, you know, when we obey with faith, just like God says, July 25th, 1982, under the scorching sun, we were able to continuously run with faith up until now. The enemy, devil, and Satan bring persecutions and hardships, seeking to hinder the revelation of God's glory. But because God is alive and we have faith in Him, we overcame and triumphed. Philippians 4:9, the things you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. This is what Apostle Paul urged the church at Philippi. We've also seen, heard, and experienced Pastor Emeritus's acts of faith, how he never lost heart during trials and refinement, but cried out to God more earnestly in prayer. In times of persecution, he never hated or resented, but only acted with goodness and love. When faced with financial hardship, Pastor Emeritus looked for more opportunities to give and pleased God through action during trials. When the enemy devil tried to hinder God's work, he proclaimed the living God and the Lord more boldly and manifested God's power. It's important to follow these acts of faith and be transformed into the image God desires. Then we can enter New Jerusalem where God dwells. May you all reflect on how you'll walk your journey of faith at home, work, and in trust and missions, and press forward more fervently. I pray in the name of the Lord that you'll become blessed Christians who will look back on this moment of joy with thanksgiving in the eternal kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah. Our Almighty Father, God of love, please lay your hands on all the members who are receiving this prayer now. May you work in ways that transcend space and time for your children all over the world. I ask you to give them faith by which they can believe from the heart, drive away their negative thoughts and doubts, and make all their tests and tribulations go away. Scorch them from head to toe, all of their organs, intestines, bones, nerves, tissues, and cells with the fire of the Holy Spirit, and work with the original light. I command in the name of Jesus Christ, the enemy devil, all diseases, germs, and weaknesses, go away. May the light come upon them. Please cleanse them of all terminal and incurable diseases by scorching them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases, including malaria, all contagious and infectious diseases, and related symptoms such as cold, coughing, fever, and flu, go away. May you protect them from all diseases. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, including monastic cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high and low blood pressures, heart disease, pulmonary or gastric disease, diabetes, women's disease, dermatitis, thyroid problems, and all kinds of inflammations. I ask you to perfectly heal them of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Make all kinds of pains go away, including backache, headache, and nausea. All mental diseases like epilepsy, autism, depression, manic depression, panic disorder, neurosis, dementia, go away. All kinds of paralysis go away. May they stand up, walk, and leap. Please make them see better or hear better. May the blind begin to see, the deaf to hear, and the mute to speak. Father, perfectly heal them of the after effects of all kinds of accidents and make their broken bones knit back together. Make their skins fully recover from burns. All burning sensations and heat go away. Father, please keep them from having any scar. Cleanse them of addiction to all kinds of drugs and poisoning. Make their dead nerves and cells regenerated. Make the dead revive. Father, may you bless infertile couples with a child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all evil spirits, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, and their servants, go away. All evil spirits, dirty spirits, deceitful and crafty spirits, and separating and deceiving spirits, all darkness, go away. Darkness be driven away, and all the bonds of wickedness be loosed. May the light come. Father God, please give us strength to cry out in prayer and empower us to cast off sins and become sanctified. Make everything go well with them as their soul prospers and help them evangelize their families as well. All through the week, may you protect us from all accidents and disasters and bless us to lead a prosperous life where nothing goes wrong. Please protect all your children, their families, workplaces, and businesses with the fiery walls of the Holy Spirit, heavenly hosts and angels, and your blazing eyes. Give our students wisdom and understanding and let them have more fervor and passion to study hard. Protect their hearts and minds from being taken away by the world. Bless our students to love you more fervently. Please bless your children to lead a life where they do everything to the glory of God, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Bless them to always confess with their lips, "I've met and experienced God, I've received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. May you be glorified alone. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.